Tonight is free psychic readings. Believe it or not, I'm trying to stop my music and it doesn't act like it wants to stop. So anyway, I'll bring on my co-host, Vernice.
Good evening, everyone.
And our switchboard operator, Chavanay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so our show tonight is about free psychic readings, and we're going to begin right away. We have a lot of calls that are waiting. So, as always, one question per caller, and we're going to begin right now. First area code is 201. 201, you're up. What is your question, and welcome to talk to me.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is, do you see a new love relationship coming for me?
Okay, and who is this that I'm talking to?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you this evening?
Good.
Okay, and you want to know about relationship. Okay. Yes. Let's see. Well, I feel as though you're contemplating a relationship right now, but you feel a little nervous about it. Rather, you don't know whether you should pursue it or not. Because you feel a little nervous about it, it could be cautionary to your intuition, how you feel. But I feel there's someone there already right now that you're interested in. Will this turn into a relationship? It could and it could not. There seems to be a communication barrier there. So I think the two of you should sit down and discuss some things. It's nothing bad. I don't feel any bad there, but I feel your nervousness or caution about this guy. And you're asking a new relationship. I think, don't you want this one to try and work out or see where it's going? The one that you're curious about right now?
I'm really not in a relationship right now.
You're not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a gentleman. Let me tell you what he looks like.
Okay.
I'd say probably Italian or Mediterranean, curly hair. He's in his 40s. He has gray in his temples. You and this man have been talking.
I don't know.
What,
no,
you
I'm...
don't? Okay, I picture this man that you and him have been talking, so there's interaction there. I don't see a new man. I see a man that's already there. Did you just recently meet somebody or maybe somebody from your past that came back again into your life?
No.
Hmm.
That's why I'm asking if you see anybody new coming.
No, I don't see anybody new, Rose. I see somebody that's already there.
Hmm.
Or have you resolved? Let me ask Spirit again. Spirit says there's already somebody there, so they're not showing me anybody new.
Well, I'm presently single, so I don't know who's around.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there somebody from your past that you recently run into somebody that you haven't seen in a long time?
No.
Or maybe somebody that's a friend that you've never looked at, maybe as a romantic way? Because
no.
This gentleman's already there in your life. Now, mm-hmm. The relationship, no. You don't have a relationship, but it's there to go forward if you want it. So I understand that you're single, but this guy is there in the wings.
And he has curly hair?
I'm sorry?
And he has curly hair and gray at the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. And he's in his 40s. He's a businessman, matter of fact. Not big time now. I'm not saying he's rich or anything like that, but he is a businessman. It's a white-collar job.
Uh-huh.
Do this for me. Just think about in the last week or two, people that you have run into or that you have met, or maybe somebody that you wanted to get in touch with that you haven't. Because this gentleman is there, and he's there. You two just haven't connected. You know what I'm saying? Had a conversation. anybody
well,
there.
Well, maybe he's coming. Maybe that's the one that's coming, because I really haven't run into anyone or anything like that.
Okay. Do you socialize? Do you get out and socialize with your girlfriends or family?
I have been going out with my girlfriends, yes.
Okay. Well, that guy is there.
Okay.
You two have met. You're just not communicating, but you two have met, and he's a nice gentleman. But like I said, I feel from you, you've met this man, but I feel from you there's a caution or nervousness there, you know, whether to pursue it or not. So you've met this guy now. It's up to you just to think back a week or two and show your interest if you like. I think it'd be nice. I don't feel like a long-term relationship, but I think you'd have a nice, little in-between time while you're looking for Mr. Right.
Is Mr. Right coming anytime soon?
Yes, when you decide what it is that you really want out of a relationship. Yes, he is.
Okay.
I mean, quiet as a kept, this could be the guy, but you have to decide in your mind what it is that you really want out of a relationship, spiritually, mentally, and physically, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and he'll come. Remember, he'll come when you least expect it.
Okay.
That's why I think you've overlooked. You two have, like, passed through the night, but the opportunity is there. So just think back, and it'll come to you. Even ask the girlfriend. You know, your girlfriend's house, like, did we meet anybody? Anybody come over? I just can't remember right now.
I would remember,
seriously.
Believe me, if there was somebody really hot that came over by me.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and you have a good day today.
You too.
Good
bye-bye.
Evening, I should say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Area code 202. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Nia.
Nia?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Nia?
Yeah. Nia.
Okay. Well, Nia, what can I do for you today?
Can I just have something general?
Sure.
Or whatever you see, or something I need to know.
Okay. Is there any one particular subject that you're interested in knowing about?
I guess either like a job or a relationship thing or something.
Job-wise, are you really pursuing for a job?
Are
you at home living with your parents or something, or with friends? I'm not picking up that you're
really... My mom and my sister.
Okay, that's why I'm not picking up that you're really pursuing a job. Love life. Well, you're very popular. You're well liked. You know a lot of people. There's two or three guys.
That
I don't want to sound flippant, but yeah, you know them. They're like friends, or what you young people say, homies, or something like that.
Yes.
There's one, he looks like he has sort of a spike haircut, a short spike haircut that's interested in you. Only thing I want to tell you is please be careful if you do anything, and I mean intimately, that you do use some type of protection, okay, because you're in a vulnerable period this year. I'm picking up this year, if you're not careful, you could come a pregnant. So I'm telling you what I feel right now. Just, you know, you're vulnerable, and just take care of yourself. You're one of the women that come along later in life. We call fertile frannies, only you're fertile now. So just be careful. As far as life in general, it's pretty good. If you want to pursue your education, I'm picking up something like in the medical field. You like helping people, or even with the elderly, you're good with them. But I see something in the medical field, I almost want to say nursing. But you've got a very kind heart, and you care about people.
Thank you.
So with that in your personality, you could go a long ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I should be pursuing the job, right?
Job-wise, you're not serious about it. You got to get serious about it for a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about it
yeah,
is one thing, but to actually go out there and pursue it, put in applications, talk to different companies. Yeah, I don't see that right now. I see you as a happy-go-lucky person that's just kind of enjoying life on the edge. So that's why I'm telling you, just be careful. You're a good person. You got a lot going for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I would say by March or April, you're going to settle down. By March or April, you'll settle down and you'll start thinking about things a little bit more seriously. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Area code 956, you're on the line. This is Linus.
Hi,
Linus.
Hi, Linus. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tony. And I
Hi,
just wanted
Tony.
My real quick question, what you see is the same what you had as far as relationship-wise for the month of February.
For the month of February, relationship-wise. Yes. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one thing I want to say about you, Tony, and this is kudos to you. You got your feet planted firmly on the ground and got your foundation, which is very good. You know what you want and going after, and you just want people to understand that. I think sometimes people don't understand you. They think you're confusing, but you're not. You know what you want, and you're going after, and you're a strong-willed person. So good for you. Okay, love life. I see a guy, John or Josh. Sometimes this gentleman gives you headaches. Not listening. He isn't listening to you when you're speaking about something. He's not a bad person by no means. He just doesn't listen. You want him, you know how you tell a person, just shut up and listen what I'm trying to tell you? That's what that's where you're at. He could be more than a friend, but right now it's almost like, you know, like as a guy friend that you're really close, that other things that you two enjoy socially. I see you enjoying together more socially than, I want to say, than mentally. You know what I mean? Like you have communication and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just out having fun, the two of you, it's no big deal. I mean, it's kind of like veggie mind thoughts. So that way. Now, I also see a dark-complected tall man. It looks African-American. He's in college. Quite bright individual, too. I mean, mentally. You know what I mean? Very bright.
Mm-hmm.
He would date you. There seems to be a racial issue there, but he would date you, but I don't know. Is it something from him? I'm feeling like, is it coming from his boys or, you know, what would they feel if he date interracially? But the guy likes you.
I do not have any friends that are African-American.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This guy, he likes you. He's interested. You've run across him. I don't think he's made any notation to you.
Well,
you know what I mean? But
from where I'm from,
it's
rare that you see African Americans. It's either Caucasian or Latin or Spanish people.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Remember, I just said like he could the interracial. That's what I picked up, yeah. He would like to talk to you, but the interracial would stop him, you know. So, well, see, you understand. You know I'm telling you the truth. let's see. Well, I'm trying to see beyond. him. Other than that, I just see that your friend Josh or John,
I
guess.
I have no friends that are named Josh or John.
You're kidding.
No.
There's not any guys around you that you enjoy their company with in that name? Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I have an interest in a gentleman. His name is Robert, and I like being around him, and he is a smart, intelligent man. He's very a man of his word, so, I mean, but his name's not Josh. His name is Robert.
Okay. Interesting. I was picking up Josh or John. Find out if that's his middle name. I don't know.
It's not. It's Robert Ray.
That's strange. I'm not picking up anything on him, on Robert. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not picking up anything on him. I just feel like bland. And you said you have a relationship with him. Is this a one-sided thing?
No, I do not have a relationship. I have an interest in him. We've gone maybe twice within the. I haven't spoken to him for about 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks. Nothing serious. But I speak, he's the only male that I can actually say I've gone out with, and another person named Charles, which is Chuck, and no one else.
Okay, well, because I'm not, Tony, I'm not picking up anything from this Robert guy, that's what I'm saying, is this a one-way street? In other words, his feelings are not the same as you. I don't see the two people interacting, I just... Mm-hmm. It must be one way. That's why I'm not picking up from him. Mm-hmm. I got to feel an interest from the other party to know that. You know what I'm saying? Like if I, I'm asking spirit and spirit's not telling me anything. So, yeah. And you said there's no one else. So.
Well, besides Chuck. I mean, I go out with Chuck more than.
Is Chuck the one that feels like a friend? Is Chuck the one that feels like a friend to you?
Yes, to me he's more like a friend because I've been out with him for about 2 years. But it's to me, I've always seen him as a friend. I don't know what he sees me as more or not, but I see him only as a friend.
Okay, well, that's what I was picking up on. Okay, well, other than that, I don't see anything... coming up in the future. I'm just stomped right there at this Josh and John guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 201, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Finding you and who's and your name?
Sharon, calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
Great. Everything is great. Many blessings to you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I was
interested in learning about relationships. Anything you see coming up?
Okay. Well, Sharon, right off the bat, I see a tall gentleman on the slender side, has a narrow face.
Mm-hmm.
Very outgoing. He's very extrovert. I'll put it like that, extrovert. He's very outgoing. Wow, and he just puts his arms all around you. Who is this guy? He just
I don't know.
Like a basketball player or something, but he's like I'm seeing him, he's got his arms around you and he's just wow, gregarious, loving.
I don't know anybody like that. I guess that means something's coming up.
I'm picking up letter M, Marion, Marta, Marshall. I'm picking up the letter M in this guy's name. Wow, he wants to talk to you. In fact, let me tell you, he's going to go through a friend of yours named Nancy, maybe. He wants to get in touch with you. This guy is seriously interested. He's between 39 and maybe 45 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
But he saw you, and he just, either a friend named Nancy or someone like that, he knows through this woman to get to you. But, in fact, now, call me back if this happens. I feel like he's going to send you something for Valentine's Day just to get your attention.
Really? I don't know. I don't have any friends with the name Ann. All
Nancy,
right.
Nancy, hear that? Well, I'm telling you this. He's going to go through one of your friends, but I feel like the name is Nancy or something like that that he's going to go through to try and reach you. But... yeah, he's noticed you. You haven't talked to him. He's noticed you, but it's like, bam, when he saw you, it's like he wants to get to know you. So that I'm going to say in February, right now. This should come about very quickly. One of your girlfriends is going to tell you that she's got somebody for you to meet, okay? Act surprised. When you see this tall man, act surprised like,
Can you tell me what he sort of looks like?
Yeah, he's tall, he's slender, dark hair. Like I said, he has sort of an oval, narrow, kind of, well, oval face, I would say. He reminds you of an athlete.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he reminds you of an athlete. So, yeah, because he's so tall, you know. You almost feel like Mutton Jeff. But something about you just, I'm, you know, like you see somebody and like, bam. I got to be with this person. I got to know who this person is. That's how he feels. But I feel it's coming up quickly this month. And
okay.
he's going to try and get your attention so you'll know who he is. So.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully he's employed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He definitely has a job. He works in a very tall building, matter of fact. A tall building. That I see, and he has a nice car. Looks like he drives a Chrysler 300, matter of fact. Let you know, so I'm giving you what to watch for about this guy.
Oh, okay.
Works in a tall building, Chrysler 300. Mark. Now I'm getting the name Mark, or Martin.
Martin? Okay.
Mark or Martin, yeah.
Well, I'll definitely give you a call back to validate if it comes true.
You're also up for a promotion. They're looking
really?
For
I'm,
that.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. I mean, I'm not working yet. I mean, but I guess it.
Well,
means.
If you're going to start work, it'll be a promotion.
Ooh.
I see you making more money, too. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a promotion. Yeah. So if you applied, it's going to be better than what you thought. You're going to get a job. It's going to be better than what you thought. So if, say they were going to that you were looking for $15 an hour, they're going to pay you $18 an hour.
Oh,
you'll get
wow.
$2 or $3 more. Okay.
Oh, all right. God bless. All right. I'll keep you posted.
Yep, you are. But do look for that guy. Like I said, he's going to come up real quick. In fact, you're going to be pretty popular here, March and April and May. I see different males around you, either as friends, you know, just meeting, hanging out with guys, or either they're very interested in you. Yeah. You've got a personality that brings people to you.
Oh, that's nice. That's
nice.
Nice to hear.
Yep, you do. You have a personality, but it's just something about you when, you know, men are around you, they feel comfortable. You know, and they'll talk to you and interact with you. So, like I say, you're the flavor of the spring right now. I feel
okay.
like what's coming up. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, you
spring
made my day.
Flavor.
Thank
well,
you.
Be sure and call me back. I try to do it the first of every month, psychic readings, because I'm curious about this guy. Because what I'm feeling is like, wow. You know, now how the relationship will go, that's up to you two. But yeah.
All right, many blessings to you. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, and I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day to you as well, and thank you for calling.
All right, good night, and many blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 323, you're on the line. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Kahira.
Say your name again, please.
Kahira?
Katera? Spell it for me. I want to.
K-A-H-I-R-A.
Kahira. Oh, that's pretty. I like
that.
That's a beautiful name. At least it sounds real pretty. Yes, it does. All right, Ms. Kahira, what can I do for you this evening?
Yeah, I want to know what you see coming up for me as far as career and travel.
Okay. Career. You know what career I'm getting? Are you into products? I'm seeing like Mary Kay or stuff like that, like products producing, not producing, but getting a product line out.
My mom makes like personal care, and my sister makes baked goods. But you know, I don't do that.
Okay, well,
so.
I see you helping to produce that to get it out there. My suggestion is to get some marketing tools, you know, or some skills in public relations, you know, even if you have to take a class or two or maybe one class or go to the library and pick up a book. But I see you helping that business alone. Like, you've got the contacts, the connections. You know the people from point A to point B to get it even bigger than what it is. But, yeah, that's what I see you in the family business. Hey, you know, bringing it forth. So, yeah, but you're a good person to do that. Believe it or not, you have the knowledge within you to make it even greater than what it is right now. I'll put it like this. By June, you could turn over $10,000 in helping to prove, get that product out there. So that's what I'm telling you, doing your marketing, because I see you like bright lights. But you're the catalyst that helps that to happen.
Mm.
So do think about that, yes. You could drive that family business into making good money, girlfriend. Good money.
Okay, well, that's good news. You see anything in terms of travel for me?
Travel. What is Morningsport, Morningstown? Why am I getting this name? Moonsport, Mooseport, Morningsport, Morningtown, that comes up. At first I got like somewhere cold, a cold climate, and then I got, like Maine or New Hampshire, like in that area, and then I got a warm climate, like either Florida or the Bahamas. So... for vacation, I see. I'll just put it out there and say, well, it could be if you wanted to do cold. I know you just said no, but I don't mean like snow now. It could just be a cooler climate than a normal, where you might go to a climate that's like 80 to 100 degrees. This climate might be 60 or something. And if you go on that trip to the colder climate, I think you'll be going with a guy. Just to go for a weekend trip. Now, the warmer climate, I see you going like with girlfriends. Possibility in Florida or the Bahamas. You might even think about doing like a 3-day cruise this year and maybe just cruise to the Bahamas and back to Florida. But I see that also as a possibility. Also traveling to D.C. I see that as a possibility. You do. Okay, that's why I picked that up.
Cold.
Okay. Did you and your mom go over to the Martin Luther King statue? Why am I picking that up? I feel like
my mom
that.
Did with my other
okay,
sister.
Okay, I picked that up right quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked that up right quick. But, yes, you'll be going vacationing this year, probably around June and July.
Okay, I'm working now, but I really don't like my job. I mean, my sister and my mom's job is kind of something on the side, so I was hoping to, I'm applying to jobs now, so I was wondering if something is going to pan out relatively soon.
Do you like working line jobs? I see like line work. You know,
what's
like
that?
Factory.
Oh,
line
no.
work, like working in the factory. Mm, that came up. Or maybe as a supervisor.
I don't know.
Supervisor in a line factory. You know, you don't have to actually be working the line. You could be, I'm telling you, you're good with products, getting products out. You could be like maybe a supervisor or a manager, you know, making sure that everything is going the way it should go, the details of it or the packaging or getting it out, making sure that everything is getting out, a parcel carrier or a FedEx, wherever it should be. That might be what I'm picking up, too. Maybe it might be something to do with FedEx or UPS. You know, have you
okay.
applied there at any of those positions? Because that's line work, getting those packages out, you know, to the customers across the nation and around the world. So have you thought about that, FedEx or UPS or even the post office? Not that I want to see you go postal, girlfriend, but, you know. Have you thought about those companies?
Oh, not really. I haven't.
Try.
Okay.
Try. Apply. Just do that for me. Apply at FedEx, UPS, and the postal office, and you might be surprised. You might get hired right away.
Okay.
Because that's what I see, and I see it very strongly for you. So, yeah. Take
okay.
notes, girlfriend. That's where you'll be working, one of those companies.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a good day. And seriously, help your mom and your sister with the products, because I'm telling you, you're going to help them to make money. You have it in you. You just need to bring it out of you. You are really good at that, and you don't even realize it, but you're good at getting products out there and marketing such. You know people that know people that know people that know people that could help them. So it may be just something on the side now, but you know what? A lot of millionaire business grew from on the side, and then it developed into something greater and greater. And before you know it, here's a big office building, you know, or something. So, yeah.
Okay. That's promising.
All right. Okay. Well, you have a good day, and God bless.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 973, you're up on the line with Linus. And who's this?
Good evening, Lady Master. This is Lady Aquifia. How are you?
Fine, and you, Lady Aquifia?
Good, thank you. I'm enjoying your program so much.
Thank you.
I just thought I would ask you if you saw any big changes coming in my life with anything. I guess finances or relationship or anything.
Okay. I know one thing. You've got a beautiful spirit. I can feel the softness of your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I can feel that right now as I'm talking to spirit. What's coming up? I'm seeing mountains and hills, like traveling. Almost
that's where
like
I live.
Okay, but what I see almost like, what do you call that? Not architecture. You know, people that find fossils or different things, they go on digs. Ah, I can't think of, what do you call those folks? That's what I see. There you go. Thank you. Archaeologists. Yeah, I see you, you know, it's like history. You're really good at that. But finding different things, like going through digging. It's like you're on a scavenger hunt. That's what I see you. Like you're walking around, you're on a scavenger hunt, and you find little things, rocks or pebbles or different things, and it amazes you. This is actually not only history, but something from hundreds of years ago. Like, that interests you. That's
yes.
what I feel like. That interests you about history.
Yeah,
how things develop and came about. I'm sorry?
My connection to the earth, yes, I'm like that.
Yeah, well, I feel that for you is like more of a journey, not like working or stuff, but, you know, even wherever you travel, you'll take time out to really know that area or kind of get more of a foundation about that area. What is it really like than just passing through as some people do when they travel from here to there? You know, it's like if you went to a big city, you would rather go to where the natives are.
Yes.
And find out really what is that like living here or economically or raising your kids or, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what I feel. I just feel that you're a historian. You know, a person that tells us about things from our past to know. That's what I'm picking up about you. Was there any specific question?
If you see any changes in finance or my relationship?
I do see that you have money coming. It's either an inheritance or a bonus, and it looks like $25,000. Yeah, it's either an inheritance or a bonus. Something that I want to say as a bonus, too, because it looks like something that was left you that finally you're going to find out about it and they're going to get in contact with you. But it's $25,000. That's what I'm picking up. So, but I think it's more on an inheritance. Your kindness did not go unnoticed. So I'll put it like that. But you will, an attorney or, somebody like that is going to come forward and talk to you about this and let you know that you have a check coming. So as far as money. And I'll say that will probably occur between now and the middle of March. No later than the 13th or 14th of March, you should know about this money, okay?
Okay.
Should be about, yes. Now, love life. Well, my God, Lady Aquisha, you have so many people that love you around you. You're a very loving woman. Do you mean like romantically? Because you're very loved, male and female and children. So
specifically with my husband.
Oh, he loves you to no end. He loves you to no end. I mean, the love that I feel is angelic. You know, it's so beautiful and so spiritual. It's an angelic love that no words or no time can even put in its place. So, yeah. Honey, I wish I could find a man that loved me like that. You're blessed. It's a beautiful, beautiful love. It's an angelic love, very spiritual. Yeah.
Okay.
Always there with you. Always there with you.
Well, thank you very
now,
much.
Now, forevermore. You're welcome, and you have a good day.
Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, too. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Thank you for holding. May I help you?
Hello, Linus.
Yes, and who's
Hi.
This?
Hi, this is Lumination. How are you?
Hi, Lumination. That's your name?
Yes.
Oh, get on, girl. Okay, I like that.
Thank you.
I'm doing fine in you. Thank you
Good.
For being patient. Go ahead with your question, young lady.
Okay, then. I would like to ask about a relationship, romantic relationship, coming up in my future.
Okay. Gosh. I know this is going to sound funny to you, but why did Spirit just say, who let the dogs out? Poof, 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 poof. When I asked about your love life, I was like, whoa, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yes, who let the dogs out? Like, okay, maybe you got them out of your life now.
Yeah, yeah.
And ready for the good aspects to come along. Okay.
Yes.
Elimination. That was cute. Maybe Spirit was laughing because it was happy for you that you did a turnabout and, like, no more for me.
Party time.
Yeah. Oh, listen, girlfriend, you're a cougar. Well, go on with your bad self. I see a young man coming. Not he's about seven to eight years younger. Okay. Spirit is showing me now. Strictly sex. Okay, strictly sex. Don't look for any LTR, long-term relationship. Strictly sex. But it'll be good. So, oh, my God, Spirit is just laughing. I'm just, like, overjoyed right now with you. Just laughing, but says, yes, there's a young man. And he's going to come like the wind. You know how March is, and March either comes in like a lion or or a lamb. He's going to come in like a lion, just, you know, enjoy it. Spirit is saying enjoy it. Just don't look for a long-term relationship. He's got curly hair. I mean, and it's almost like it's thick and long, just, you know, like you want to just put your hands and hold his hair and crazy stuff.
Like a lion.
But anyway, huh?
Like a lion.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe he's a Leo. Hello.
Hello.
Maybe he's a Leo. But yeah, but but like a lion, but yes, ma'am. He, around the 1st of March, you'll meet this man. But like I said, he, it's just for fun. It's just for fun. By August of this year, you will run it. You will not run into, you will meet your soulmate in August. This man will be very distinguished. This man will have a British accent. He'll not be American. So you're going to meet him through passing. So toward the end of the summer, keep your eyes and your ears open. But he'll be your soulmate. He'll be what you're looking for and what you've been praying for.
Mm.
So just remember, toward the end of August, as you're meeting different people, when you meet somebody with a British accent, stop and take notice. In other words, as the Chinese say, stand still.
Right.
Okay.
What does he do?
He's a photographer. And a well-known photographer. Yes. He's in photography.
So does he live across the pond?
Yes. Yes. And he commutes back and forth to the States. But you know what? You could change his mind. He might decide to stay on the stateside.
I wouldn't mind having two residences.
Hey, I'm telling you, but he's coming up, and it's going to be good, the both of you, because he's been looking for you, and you've been looking for him, and the universe is finally going to bring the two of you together. You both had just had to go through some stuff and clear, I'll say, garbage out of your lives, so that the universe could bring you together with clear standing.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's probably why I was laughing at the beginning when I heard this song, Who Let the Dogs Out? You're making a change for the better, which is wonderful. It's good for you. So, shoot, enjoy that young man, girl. Go on out there and get you a little bit. And, hey, what will be will be. But remember, it's just for the moment. That ain't no long-term crap.
Right, right, right. Not until August.
Yeah.
So what about the career? Is that stable, or do you sense anything going on with that?
Career-wise, I see it almost like a basketball jumping. Are you moving up the ladder real fast, or you're on a fast track? Okay. That must be what it is, because I see like a basketball bouncing, and you're headed to that hoop, honey. Ooh, you're headed to the hoop, fast track. So, yes, it's all good. It's all good. I feel nothing bad at all. I feel good for you. So you're on a fast track. Just, as I say, hold on, because they haven't seen nothing yet.
So you don't see me striking out on my own anytime soon, then?
In your own, let's see. No. Stay where you're at. You need to build that foundation. Just keep on fast track. You need that to build a foundation before you decide to open up your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they say get all your ducks in a row, do that first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then step out on that ledge and say, I can do this, I can fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. You are most welcome. And give me a call back in August because I'm curious. I know it's going to happen, though. There's no doubt in my mind. Your soulmate is on the way.
Wow. So you say we're just going to meet in passing at an event? Or?
Yep, you'll meet in passing. That's what I'm saying. Just keep your eyes and ears open. When you hear that British speech, you know, and turn around and, you know, of course, get into the conversation. So,
is he good looking?
Well, he's a distinguished-looking man.
Yeah.
He's handsome. Yeah,
around my age, or?
Oh, I would say he's between 45 and 52, right in there, between 45 and 52 years old. Not older than 52.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, he's a known photographer. He's not world-renowned known, but he's known in a lot of circles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. And what kind of photography does he do?
I see landscape, scenery, historical photography too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like being at the right place in the right time and capture that picture.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he does scenery and stuff like it's environmental photography. How's that? That would probably be the best word, environmental photography. So, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And enjoy yourself and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. 323, you're on the line. Who am I speaking to?
This is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing?
Terrific. And how can I help you today?
I wanted to find out about my love life and finances.
Okay, love life. First thing Spirit came up with, stay off the pole. No pole dancing for you, Lynette. I know you
don't have to worry
enjoy
about
yourself,
that.
Girlfriend. Hold a little bit back. Hold a little bit back. You know you're good looking. You got it going on now. Hold a little back. love life. There's one gentleman. I'm going to tell you, he's in his 40s, and it looks like he might be into computers. Like an IT guy in the computers, kind of on the quiet side. He's not real outgoing. You know what I mean? He's not the kind of stand out in the crowd, but yet he's not a wallflower. He's a nice gentleman. Like I said, he's kind of on the quiet, loves to go out and eat. He loves to go out and eat and likes to go walking, if you know anybody like that. If you haven't met him, through your social endeavors, you will. In fact, I see this man. He's really around you. So he's around some people that, you know, that are in the IT, computers or whatever. This guy's around you. He wears an earring in his left ear. He's bald, or at least he wears his hair, you know, cuts his hair down. He's bald, and he's got a gap in his tooth, his front tooth. He's got a gap. He's a nice guy. He really is a nice guy. I mean, he's okay looking. You know what I mean? He's not a bad looking guy, but he's good people. So if you're around people that are in that field, whether it's your family or friends, you know, kind of peek an eye out there, people in that computer field, might see a guy, you know, that interests you. He'll surely be interested in you. And like I said, he likes to go for walks. He likes to go out to dinner. He's just a little bit on the quiet side. So, you know, you're a Saturday night. He's Sunday morning now.
Okay. Okay, I'll look out for him.
Yeah. And you said career-wise you wanted to know?
Career finance, yeah. Finances, career.
Finances? Oh, okay. Let's see. Finances.
Our career.
Finances. I see you've been struggling. Mm-hmm. Something to do with food. You need to go make groceries, or you need help so that you can go buy groceries.
Mm-hmm. I just went to the grocery store today, didn't
you? Oh, okay. You just bought. Okay. All right. Then that worked out. Finances. I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, you might have to, as old folks say, pay Paul or pay Peter. It might be a little tight right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to turn around until just before Easter. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but just prior to Easter Sunday, something will transpire that you'll get a little extra money, whether it's through your job or maybe somebody owes you that will pay you back money owed. But this is what I would say. Right before Easter, things will turn around for you, okay?
Oh,
it'll be brighter
okay.
days financially for you. So just be patient and hold on because it is coming.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get to one more caller here, and we're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Lynette. And
thank
you, have
you
a good day,
so
and
much.
Happy Valentine's, girlfriend.
Well, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care now. Hello, area code 510. You're on the line. This is Lynette.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Aisha.
Aisha. Okay. How can I help you, Aisha?
I'm watching.
Tell me something good, girl.
I'm calling about finances.
You want to know about finances. Okay.
Yeah.
Aisha, are you looking for a job right now? Are you applying for work or going to school?
I'm in the process of applying to law school.
Good.
For 2012. And I am not currently looking for a job, but I do need money.
Okay. Well, first off, if you apply for school, you know that they will help you. There are programs that will help you while you're going to school that will help you pay rent or child care. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I don't have any children, but...
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know they do have programs available, but they will help you when you're out of work. Also, unemployment, if you're on unemployment, they will also assist you while you're going to school. So that's what I see for you is like going to school and applying for work. The school factor would benefit you in the long run. I guess that's why Spirit is showing me that. To take a job right now, I see maybe housekeeping, you know, something like that, or maybe help, not only housekeeping, maybe working in a restaurant, you know, doing something like that. But definitely.
Oh, I probably wouldn't be employed very long. I'm actually starting a baking business with my sisters and mom.
Okay. I'm not picking up anything with you on that right now. I just feel though school would be very good for you. So think about that, okay? About going to school and get more education, and then you can really get a good job.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. Okay. Try that. I'm going to go on now. Thank you, Aisha. I want to get on to one more caller. I'm about to run out of time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Happy Valentine's, Aisha.
Happy Valentine's to you, too.
Thank you. Area code 314. You're on the line with Linus. Go ahead, please. 314. Well, I think they've dropped. I'm so sorry. Area code 323. You're on the line. I bet that's Lynette, huh?
Hello.
Area code 484. You're on the line with Linus. You have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. And who's this?
Hi.
My
name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I do have a question.
Okay,
are you there?
Go ahead.
I would like to know, when do you see Jason getting in contact with me, talking about things?
Okay. Wow, I got a stiff pain on the back of my neck. Ooh, you're stressing, aren't you? Tonetta?
Yeah.
Okay, I just had a real sharp pain on the back of my neck. You're stressing. I'm asking Spirit about Jason. Oh, he's angry with you right now. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, because I'm angry at him too for what he's done.
Okay.
Now, do you know where he's staying at? Is he back with his ex with the two children, or is he staying with friends and his mom?
Okay, let me find out. Let me check for you. Hey, I'm being honest with you. He's back with the lady that he has the children by.
Right.
I'm being honest.
Well, I want you to be honest because he came here to my door with his bag of clothes 2 weeks ago and said, I'm moving in. He stayed here 3 days. I came home from work. He was gone with his bag of clothes and all his belongings. I messaged her on Facebook, even though I'm not her friend, and I was like, look, he was living here. I don't know if he's back up there, but listen, straight to the game. I don't got time for these games, okay? I'm not playing in, out, come to my door. You got to live here, then you're gone. Come on. I don't play that. And then she was asking me a couple different questions, and I was straight up honest with her. And then she proceeded to just tell me, you know, he's this, he's that, he's this, downgraded him completely. And then she blocked me. So I haven't heard from her. I haven't heard from him in about 2 weeks. And I've done nothing wrong. I've been there for this man for 11 years. I've done A, B, and C for him. He's not married to her. It's just I don't have time for this in and out game playing.
Well, I hear that, Tonetta. What I would do, I'm just going to tell you woman to woman, because we're almost off the air. Tonetta, please call me back again next month. But for right now, back away from that situation, just totally. Just back away from it and give yourself
right.
time to sit back and review and reflect about it. Don't get involved because it sounds like it's going to get really messy. And you're a better person than that, so I'm just asking you to back away from that situation totally. If he calls you, just tell him you're not accepting his calls right now. If he shows up at your door, you don't want to talk to him. Back away from that. You're a better person than that. That just sounds like messy, messy, messy. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And I'll be back on, like I said, the first of every month. I do a free psychic reading. So you're more than welcome to call back, and I'm sorry, I'm right on the end of the show. Like I said, I told you what I saw, and I
felt.
Well,
you don't feel like he's going to bother me anymore, do you? Like he's going to show up here and say, well, I got to move in here, and ain't working out with me and her.
Well, if he does, you just tell him no.
Right.
I mean, I don't feel that right now. Right now, he's angry with you. No, he's not going to show up at your door, so I'm not feeling that.
Yeah,
but
isn't she angry with him, too?
I'm just telling you, if he should call you, tell him right now you don't want to talk to him. Just back away from
right.
him.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You don't have to be ugly. You don't have to curse. Don't worry about the other one. None of that. Just back the hell out of that situation, period. Okay, give yourself time to reflect. Is that really what you want to be involved in? I don't think so. You're a better person
right.
than that girlfriend.
Right.
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, well, as we are signing off, we're almost out of air. Off the air, so I'm sorry. Thank you to Vernice, who was here.
You're welcome.
Thank you to Chabonet. Thank you to Chabonet. And next Sunday, I believe the show is about law and order next Sunday. So it ought to be an exciting show. And I want to wish everybody happy Valentine's Day to all the listeners, also to my co-host Bernice and my producer Chabonet. And also at the end of the show, I just want to say our prayers go out to Whitney Houston's family who passed yesterday in California. And our love and prayers go out to her. So with that, we're going to end out. And thank you again, folks. We love you.